episode 2345, It's No Longer a Secret.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is time for a celebration because it's Friday. Yay! It's Confessions of an Upset Mama, and I know you've had a wonderful week. For me, it's been a little bit rainy. It has been like non-stop. Have you had that bad weather too? Hopefully not. But if you have, you know what? Today is a new day and it's confession day. So we're going to let it all hang out because it's no longer a secret. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, I just got to tell you, I got to let you in on a little secret because it's no longer a secret. You want what's best for your child. Yes, of course you do, but your child has something different in mind. What do you do? How do you find satisfaction in what you can't control? A parent's worst nightmare. Because as much as we think we control our children, they still have all the power. Parents, we are just sitting ducks. Who would have thought that we had power? We don't. We think we can control them from the very beginning. But you know what? We didn't probably plan them exactly the day they were going to arrive. We didn't plan what their life was going to look like. Maybe we hoped to, but in reality, it just doesn't work. And the thing is this, we don't have to feel that way, right? We don't have to feel that we're sitting ducks, that we don't have a choice, that we don't have power, or that we're not empowered. We can still do what we know is best for our children and pray that our consistency will hold out over time. So how do you win the game of parenting when you feel that you're doing and what you're doing and what doesn't and isn't working actually makes a difference? Well, you got to be willing to go the extra mile and score big. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Score big. B-I-G. I want to say shout it from the top. Give me a B, give me an I, give me a G. Regardless of the outcome you are searching or hoping for, you have to be willing to still do what's in the best interest of your child. I know you get tired. Tell me about it. I'm not just a mom now. I am just a grandma. And that just grandma, oh, I love that title, grandma. It is awesome. But it too is work. And you thought raising a child was hard. Being a part of a grandchild's life is even more challenging because you don't want to step on your child's you don't want to step on the way your child raises their child. But at the same time, you have more experience and you want to just kind of throw it out there. But you have to know when you can throw it out there and pull back. So you know what? Just a mom, just a grandma, oh, such important titles. But we still have to be willing to put in the work. We still have to be willing to say, you know what? I know what is best. And I know that I can give my input at various times, and I know it will be heard. Will it be followed? That's a question. But as you know, parenting is not for the weak, right? Even though we feel weak more than strong most of the time. However, the more we flex our big muscles, B-I-G, the stronger you and I become as parents, as grandparents. We are influencers in our children's lives, and we will be until the day we die. My mom is still a humongous, probably the biggest influence in my life. Now, I'm very blessed. I have an incredible mom. Is she perfect? No. She's very funny. She's very beautiful. She is on point. But one gift that she has always given me is listening, is her presence. And sometimes we get trapped in our own stuff that we forget what our child actually needs. And that's one thing that she has given me. And so I want to give you a gift, how to score big with your children. Number one, balance the pressure. Winning isn't everything. You're not going to win every argument. You're not always going to be right. In fact, own it if you're not right, because that scores more brownie points and bonus points than anything about you being right with your child. And being a good parent doesn't mean that you win every time, right? In fact, if you feel like you're losing more than winning, you're probably on the right track. So do not focus on how your child is ignoring you. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. When they sit there and you're giving them this, you know, layout of, okay, this is what you need to do when you grow up, or this is how you need to be acting, or you should have done this in this situation. Within the last, you know, 4 or 5 minutes of your discussion, they've forgotten everything except for the first 30 seconds. That's the only thing. Then they tuned you out. So you've got to be very, very careful and balance the pressure of being mom, that purpose-driven mom that says, you know what, I'm there. I want to be there for my child. Look at what makes him pause, right? You're the disruptor. This kind of disruption is what you want for your child. It's like, oh, what did mom say? Maybe I need to listen. Now, are they going to sit there and say, oh, mom, that was the best advice you ever gave me? No, they're not. And when they do, you better write it down, because it's a once in a lifetime. It's a blue moon, super moon event. It truly is. So you got to document it. And I have done that, actually. You may be laughing at me, but seriously, I can remember when number 2 of 5, Devin, he's our oldest son, he told me, he said, you know, mom, he goes, if and when, assuming I have children, and I was like, yes, and there was this pause, like, you know, this gut-wrenching, how am I supposed to respond to this? And he said, I really liked how you homeschooled us. And I'm thinking, if and when I have children, I'm thinking that's what I want for my children, and maybe you could help me, because I really did like what you did there. Okay, that was paraphrased, but let me tell you, I ate it all up. Have I ever heard it before? Oh no, it was a once in a lifetime event. You gotta mark those on your calendar. You gotta mark them, especially in your heart. And when you do that, you can then balance the pressure. Because I'm telling you right now, your child is not gonna say, oh mom, you're so right. What you told me about my girlfriend, you were right. What you told me about my best friend, I don't know why I didn't see that coming, but you were right. And I should have done this with my homework or my teacher or my first job. They don't do that. In fact, they really don't know what gift you have given them over these past decades until they become a parent too. And even then, it's going to take decades upon decades till they understand really where you were standing as a parent. So balance the pressure. Give yourself a break and understand that when you are there and you feel like you're losing, you actually may be winning more. Number 2, ignite the push, right? We've got our B for balance, I for ignite the push. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. You can't give up just because the outcome isn't what you expected. Keep going. Yes, you're going to lose more than you win, but I'm going to tell you like it is. Straight at it. Confessions, right? Come on, let's leave it all hanging out. You got to still put in the work. You got to keep going even when you're tired. I can remember coming to a close at the school year. Our youngest son, who's in high school, was finishing up and studying, and there were some late nights there, and I really tried to be there for the kids just for encouragement. I don't always know their material, or if they want to bounce something off of me, I try to stay up. But oh my goodness, we had some late nights. And I was like, oh, hun, I don't know that I can stay up much later. And so one night I knew he was going to be prepping for a test. And I asked him in advance, I said, okay, what's your schedule for tonight? Because mama's body is feeling a little bit tired and I don't know that I can make this 2 o'clock staying up event. And he just kind of giggled and he was like, oh, no, you can go to bed. It's fine, mom. I've got this. You know, we do things for our children because we love them. We have to still do things for our children when we're tired. We still have to do things when we don't feel like it. We can't just throw in the towel because, oh, well, today we just don't want to be a parent. Come on. I know you have those thoughts. I have. Be honest with yourself. But if you look at it differently and you say, you know what, this is a gift, this is a moment, it's a moment and it's going to come and it's going to go. And then I'm not going to have to worry about it. So why sit here and fret about it? Just do it. So ignite the push. Number three, gut the presumptions. So important. When you set the stage for what must happen, disappointment is certainly in your future. And we do that. We set expectations on our children. I hope by now you've learned that trying to live vicariously through your child is not the route to go. Choose another route because you will always, 100% always be disappointed because they're not going to do what you want to do. Rightfully so. It's their life to live, not your life to live. So what is it? What do you want to gift your child? When you come from that perspective, it allows you to gut the presumptions, drop those expectations, and just be present. You listening and being there for your child is golden. Just like I said earlier with my mom, the best gift that she's ever given me is listening to me in her presence. Just being there. Now, does she have wisdom to share with me? Of course. Has she? Of course. Have I learned from her? Of course. But there are times that the only thing I needed her for was for her to listen. And she knew it. Why? Because in my talking, I eventually figured out what I needed to figure out. You see, as parents, we forget that our children need to also forge their own pathway. They're on their journey, not our journey. We're a part of their journey, but it's walking beside them. They have to actually still carry it out. So gut those presumptions. Let your presence trump your presumptions. It's not about being the know-it-all. It's not about always being the parent. Sometimes it's just being there, allowing the heart to shine because you're actually listening. So I want you to hear my heart today. I want you to know that you are doing the best that you know how. And I know it can be discouraging. I know you get tired. I know there are days that you're like, gosh darn it, could they just grow up already? Or if you have younger children that are totally 100% dependent upon you, you're like, when will we ever get out of this stage? I get it. I understand. But each of us can improve as a parent. And that's what we really need to look at. Scoring big is about improving as individuals. So when we look at ourselves in the mirror, we're like, wait, I've grown. I've changed for the better. That's really what our children do, is they teach us things. Yes, we're to teach them, but you got to flip it around and you got to see what they're teaching you. So hang in there. This job, I know it's tough, but it's no longer a secret that the reward is worth every struggle behind the scenes. So go out today. Keep being that incredible mom that you're being. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.